on.
50, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
All right, we're getting the week started for you on a football Monday. Going to have Bernie Kosar in the house. Going to talk about, well, unfortunately, still got to talk about what we heard about on Friday, and that is the Josh Gordon suspension and its impact on the Browns. But we're going to go broader than that. I mean, we still got to deal with it and talk about ramifications and such. But the broader big picture of the offseason and what this Browns team, where this Browns team is. And Bernie will help us do that. And Steve Dorshuk does an outstanding job of covering this team, has for a long time, for the Canton Repository, one of the respected beat people covering the Browns. He will be aboard and get his thoughts. We've had him on before, and he always comes up with some good stuff. And we'll hear what he has to say, I'm sure, about Josh Gordon, but also, again, about the rest of the football team, where things stand. And when I say rest of the team, players, coaches, all that are involved in what it will take for this Browns team to rebound from a blow right here, which is what this is, a hit, the Gordon suspension. Your questions, your comments, we get into those throughout this show. You submit those to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. We always love it when you check in on the Browns Daily Twitter page, @Browns_daily. The follows continue to grow there. We love that. And yours truly, you can send directly to me, and many of you do. Excuse me, @VICCARUCCI. And our email box is always burgeoning with your questions and comments. And that's daily@clevelandbrowns.com. And also one other way, voicemail 855-363-DAILY, 855-2459. Love the interaction. B-Mare said, okay, Vic, I completely agree with your column, the one I wrote for clevelandbrowns.com on the Josh Gordon suspension. It was posted Friday. It's still up on the site. He says, I'm a retired high school teacher and coached a variety of varsity sports for over 30 years. He said, I believe that this is not as catastrophic, meaning the Gordon suspension, as Joe Hayden's loss last year. I tend to agree with you there, B-Mare. You say, I believe that we are stronger and deeper at this position, the wide receiver position, as well as the team than cornerback last year. I'll go along with that, too. And B-Mare goes on to say, I believe that others may rise to take advantage of the chance. We also have a coaching staff, North Turner particularly, who are better equipped than last year's group to deal with this. Well, that remains to be seen. On the surface, I'm going to go with you and say that the greater experience of running a team, which is Norv Turner as a head coach for the double-digit years that he's done that, now as the offensive coordinator for the Browns, and the many years he's been a coordinator, the 30-some-odd years he's been in coaching, does help to a great extent to go along with Rob Chudzinski. And even though Rob's a first-year head coach, he's got ample time, enough time as an assistant, as a coordinator, and being through the ups and downs of that to deal with this. But the test has to be passed, and we don't know that yet. They're taking the test. Officially, they don't start taking the test till September 8th and September 15th. September 8th and those first two games, 15th, the opener against Miami, the second game at Baltimore. And, oh, yeah, there's a long time between now and then, and who knows what else could happen. Unfortunately, that's what this game is all about. We hope this will be the last bit of bad news to hit the Browns, but football being what it is and this team being what it is, we know oftentimes that's not the case. And the last thing B-Mare gets into, he said, this is part of coaching. Is it better to know this now with all the training camp to prepare? Sure. He goes, am I happy? No. But I do believe the Browns are in better position than at any time in recent times to deal with this challenge. Well, again, I hope you're right. He says, I love, oh, yeah, the daily programs and eagerly await each day's news. Thanks for your efforts. Thank you, B-Mare. Very nice note. And I'm agreeing with pretty much everything you've said here, but we need to see it happen. I'm not going to just tell you, yep, this is all going to work out beautifully and no problems with that opener. I'm still having a hard time digesting the absence of a guy who I think looked like he could be the biggest of difference makers to wear a Browns uniform this year. And I don't think that's an overstatement in terms of his athletic ability. And if the rest of it came together, head and body together, as we were talking about last year, and it looked like that was the case through these, whatever you can glean from off-season workouts, but to know that you don't have this guy for the first two games and you just don't like the circumstances of it is still bothersome. Okay, we'll get into more of your questions and comments during the show. And in a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from the quarterback making his regular appearance on the show, Bernie Kosar. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty, Florida Football Monday on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
I don't care if I ever get back for a
trip. Root for the Indians.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
Boys, one,
two,
three, strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
The Indians take on the Nationals on Saturday, June 15th. The first 10,000 fans will receive a Jason Kipnis replica jersey courtesy of KeyBank. Buy early and save at Indians.com.
Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Rock legend Bon Jovi is coming to First Energy Stadium for the Cleveland Browns fan kickoff concert with special guest Michael Stanley and the Resonators, plus appearances by Browns players and alumni. Pre-show, Browns Fan Fest, and more. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. For more info, visit ClevelandBrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
Wireless hotline we go to talk with Bernie Kosar. And Bernie, we talked about this on Friday when word came down that Josh Gordon is going to be suspended for the first two games of the season. So we'll go there as well. And I want to also talk just about, in a broader sense, about this team's off season. But let's start with the Gordon story. And I, you know, nothing's really changed since Friday, but I think with time to reflect on it, I know it's raised some questions with people as to just, you know, are we looking at a guy who just made a poor decision and showed poor judgment and put his team in a bad spot, or is it reflective of anything bigger than that?
Well, at first, since we talked about it on Friday, had the weekend to digest it, and I still don't feel any better about it from the team perspective and just from the selfish perspective of a quarterback, an offense, a team wanting to look good, play good, and win. So, again, as we talked on Friday, to reiterate it, it's not the type of thing that you could kind of say, oh, we got guys behind them. Oh, it is a chance for other guys to step up. But, you know, Josh Gordon played pretty good. It got significantly better towards the end of last season, and he carried that into this off season, and his off season work has been pretty close to fantastic. And that kind of perspective of just production and execution aspect is something that I know the offense, the team, Brandon Wheaton in particular, is going to really, really miss on that. From a personal standpoint, we said this when we used it on a supplemental pick, whatever that was, 18 months ago, that it was a risky pick, but his athleticism and his ability to catch the ball, run routes, and make plays, the potential was phenomenal, and he was starting to show that, and we were hoping that the Baylor-Utah State thing ended up being, you know, the wake-up call.
Right.
You know, apparently it wasn't, and hopefully this is, because he's still a real young man. He's a gift. He's got so many God-given athletic gifts that I really hope, just from a personal level, it is, because, you know, we see things, you know, we saw over the weekend Sean Merriman had some issues and got himself in a little bit of trouble health-wise. These are the type of things when guys, you know, maybe stay down this path, it gets dangerous from a personal level.
Yeah, and that's the thing is I think you hope that what happened as far as it being the one-time thing in his NFL career. And, you know, you think last year to Joe Hayden and that four-game suspension and how much that really hurt this football team in a big way. And you know that, again, the discussion within the locker room was about that as a cautionary tale. Now, whether or not that's something that either went over Josh Gordon's head or any other player's head, it's so hard to figure that out, and I'm not even sure that means anything, whether it did or it didn't. I think the key here is looking at where this team is and looking how important Josh Gordon is to their fortunes, that hopefully he recognizes that already here in June we're talking about something that is detrimental to the start of this season and could very much be something that puts the season in a bad spot from which it couldn't recover. I mean, I want to be as optimistic as I can and say, well, there are more than one player. You know, there are other players on this team. It's not just one guy. And what I've seen in the offseason has been encouraging in a lot of ways. But I'll tell you, I still can't remove from my mind that the mental picture of watching this guy out there in practice on a day-to-day basis through OTAs, through the mini camp, looking really good, looking like he was going to make a dramatic difference this season.
Well, I think you hit it right on the head. We've been picking, you know, in that 5, 6, 7, 8 range for quite a few years. You tend to do that because of the limited amount of consistent playmakers. And Josh Gordon was showing that he was going to probably be one of them, and one we haven't maybe seen in a while here, and it just kind of reconfirms some of those beliefs that playmakers are essential to the team, and our depth is definitely not there yet. So when you lose potentially one of them, even for a short period of time, it's somewhat more magnified on a team like ours.
Yeah, it is, for sure. Bernie Kosar joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Bernie, to the rest of the team, or to the rest of the offense, I keep wanting to say, for Brandon Whedon's sake, and I know he has to be as upset as anybody here because of how this can be so detrimental to his ability to overcome what he has to overcome, which is the challenge of winning that starting job and convincing this, and let's assume he's won it, but convincing this coaching staff, convincing the decision makers of this football team that he should be the guy, the long-term guy here. His career kind of hangs in the balance here, and this could be just enough to hurt it. But that said, I also think that no one can look at this as any kind of an out or an excuse, because the expectation is you play, because injuries happen in this game too. Things happen that take players out of the lineup. So in this case, it was a suspension, and you really can't get into the mindset of saying, okay, wow, we're going to have a harder time now. Yeah, it's going to be a harder time, but no one's going to expect any less of him or the others.
Well, first and foremost, absolutely. You can't, as players and coaches, use any excuses, because once you start letting excuses creep into your mind, it almost becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I actually take that statement even bigger into overall life. When you start thinking negative, setting up a reason, talking about excuses, you're almost doomed for failure there. So from a player's perspective, I'm not worried about them using that as a crutch. That being said, one of the most beautiful things about football is how the team and the players and coaches and everybody really works together. Everybody has everyone's back, and you're really at the mercy sometimes of your teammate. You have to have, you're banking on him to do his job so you could do yours. And that's the beautiful thing about it. It's also one of the challenging things, because sometimes the way you handle yourself, the way you produce, the way you play is a direct correlation to the guys next to you and the guys around you. And me and you have used this phrase a lot. We're victims or beneficiaries of the guys around us. And if you don't have guys around you making plays, catching the ball, getting open,
right,
there's a direct correlation to how you look as the quarterback.
Yeah. So now to the other receivers and how this can come to light, because one of the biggest differences, well, the biggest difference I think in this receiving core, we all agreed, was that Josh Gordon was better prepared physically, mentally, to play and be the number one guy than he was. Okay, and that, by the way, can still ring true for 14 games, hopefully, and more, hopefully. As far as the major change in the receiving core in its look, Devon Best comes into play. And I wonder now, I thought right along, just watching him perform as a veteran, as the savvy guy who got open, caught the ball consistently in practice, that he would play a key role in helping Gordon, helping Greg Little, helping everybody involved in this passing game be more effective because of the attention that he could draw underneath, the reliability he would have, and that ability to get some of those key third down conversion plays, those moving the chain plays, all the stuff that this team really just didn't have, I think, on any kind of consistent basis. And I'm wondering if, for those first two games, how the look of the offense might be a little different. I don't know if you can alter game plan to deal with that, because you really look right now at North Turner and at Rob Chudzinski. They've got to, I would think, their approach somewhat is altered for these first two games, given what they hope they know now to be their personnel. We both know a lot can change with all these players between now and the start of the season. It's a long way away, September 8th.
Yeah, it's still a long way away, but you know, we touched on it lightly Friday, that the coaches, players, game plans, sometimes, and definitely they are in certain key specifics of games, like inside the red zone, third down, backed up in your own goal line, when you cross the 50, different key parts of the football field where game planning is more heightened than at other points. Josh Gordon was going to be someone that had specific opportunities, specific plays for him.
Right.
That being said, now that he's not there, that does open up for other guys, but it does somewhat change the mindset of sometimes, I think, play calling and who you're going to go after and who you're going to go look to make plays with. But, you know, we said this a little on Friday, too. The Greg Littles, the imperative that the Jordan Camerons live up to what they think they should be athletically and playmaking-wise. But because it's a long way away, and because we're just talking about the severity of this in terms of game planning, play production, and the ramifications it could potentially have on other people's careers, it makes it imperative that Jordan Camerons, Greg Littles, Trent Richardsons get and stay healthy, because another one of these really heightens the abilities of the team to be productive even more severely.
Yeah, I think you're 1,000% on that. And I know some folks have also speculated that, okay, this is a big time for you, speaking of health, for Trent Richardson to not only, you know, get healthy, be healthy, the guy who wasn't able to participate in a good chunk of these offseason workouts because of that shin strain that he was dealing with, although he stressed that he could play on Sunday if he had to, he's stressed that he will be ready for the start of training camp. So all of that has to happen. But Mike, I guess the question is, could you see it going as far for those first two games, as far as this offense maybe leaning a little more on its running game than it would? Part of me says, yeah, there's some sensibility to that, but I don't know that you're North Turner and Rob Chudzinski and you want to deviate too far from what your core mentality is about really the pass setting up the run.
Well, I think we're going to be a strong running team, or attempt to be a strong running team anyways. North Turner has successfully run the ball. Heck, even when I was with him in Dallas with Troy Aikman, Jay Novacek, the Michael Irvins, the Alvin Harpers throwing the ball, there's still the core was a big offensive line with Moose Johnson, Emmett Smith.
Yeah.
I think the running game to set up the play-action pass, but the running game and working on people and pounding the defense. When North throws, North tends to throw it and chud vertically on, and that's the one of the things I like most about this offense is it's physical in the running game. Mm-hmm. It wears the defense down, and when you throw, you're just not throwing glorified running plays. You're really throwing the ball down the field. The other point though about if it was game week, if it was Sunday, and Trent Richardson would be able to play, yes, that's probably true. But we need Trent Richardson not just being able to play. We need him to be healthy so that he can play at his high level as opposed to just being out there because he could gut it out and play. We need him at close to 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. That is dead on, Bernie. And we will talk about this and other topics, I know, again next week. And I thank you for your time, bud.
Sounds good.
Joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline, he is Bernie Kosar. And we've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Browns fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Your mid-sized company needs financing. But before you give your business to a bank, there are some questions you should ask them. Ask them to tell you where every one of your delivery vehicles is right this second. Ask them which machine in your factory is wasting energy or how to improve the efficiency of your warehouse. If the banker you speak with can't answer questions like these, perhaps you should call GE Capital instead. GE Capital is part of GE, a company that builds, moves, cures, and powers the world. So not only can we bring you smart financing, we can bring you smart people from across GE. Ask how GE engineers can help you develop tools to manage your fleet, or how GE global specialists can help you expand internationally. Chances are, we have someone with the right expertise, yours for the asking. At GE Capital, we're not just bankers, we're builders. Visit GECapital.com to see how we can help build your business.
It's the summer sale at Window Nation. Call now, 216-464-4141, or stop in and shop at any of their design centers, Eastside, Twinsburg, Westside, Grayton Road, and coming soon to Akron. Plus, watch my video at windownation.com/Rizzo. Window Nation, those windows made right here in Northeast Ohio, custom made, beautiful for your home. They're going to upgrade the value and save you money. 216-464-4141 or windownation.com.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, we go to email, this one from Jake. It says, I understand the reason why Josh Gordon was punished, but shouldn't the Browns be more responsible in keeping track of their players' health, parentheses, especially players that have had drug problems, close parentheses. And Jake goes on to say, do the Browns have a group of doctors that the players can contact to receive medications that are approved by the NFL? I know it's the players' responsibility to make sure that they are receiving medications that are approved by the NFL, but the players, in the players' defense, how many of them have a medical background and understand what ingredients are in the medicines prescribed to them? You think that a team that would invest money into its players, Jake is saying, would try to look out for them. Anyways, long-time listener and love the show. Thank you very much, Jake. The league is in charge of this whole system. I mean, every team has a medical staff, and players are given information and numbers to call and such and references that they can go to check on medications. And remember, when you're dealing in, at least in terms of Josh's explanation of this in the statement, what Josh Gordon was saying, said this related to treatment for strep throat. So he was, and I don't know who he was seeing in February. I don't know what physician, whether it was a physician here or in his hometown of Texas or wherever he was in the off season, you know, could have been anywhere. And you can't draw any conclusion from that statement as to the specific of that. But it doesn't really matter. What matters is that, like any player in the league, there is an ability to check. So that's covered by the NFL, just as the ban list is. They don't leave it to players to memorize or to know what they tell them to do. What they're basically charged with is the responsibility of, if you know you're going to take a medication, you put it through this checklist and this test. And if you have any questions, you definitely can get answers. So he wasn't left out there on his own. And, you know, per your points of, and I appreciate the way you know, and you wouldn't necessarily know. And a lot of people wouldn't necessarily know for sure that, you know, you could take it at face value and say, well, the guy, isn't a doctor, and how would he know what he's supposed to take or not take? It's pretty well spelled out. The league, because of the level of severity of punishment, it's pretty well spelled out. Walt via email says, once again, the so-called authorities of the NFL, have predestined the Browns at 4-12 for 2013 season, and I say fine. Walt says, let the Bleacher Report say what they say, but everyone should keep the following in mind: the AFC North has not had such a shakeup in free agency and retirements, with players going to teams in the division. Players that are in their prime or reaching their prime. Free agency has improved all four teams, so has the draft. I've yet to hear the volume of football analysts say, what were they thinking concerning any particular team in the division? Like in years past, everyone is better, which means there will be no team out of the AFC North that will run the table in the division. The winner of the division will not have a greater than 11-5 record, maybe 12-4. Walt goes on to say, even with Josh Gordon being suspended for two games, that hurts, yet I'm excited about the Brownies. And speaking about Josh Gordon, I hope someone that he looks up to, that's a pretty good point here, to have a heart-to-heart with the young man. Maybe Jim Brown, a Jerry Rice, a teammate, someone to discuss life, then football. Love the show. Take care. Only Browns fan in a family of Bengals fans is Walt. Thank you, Walt, for that. He signed that way. I like your last point. As far as prognostications, whatever. You know, you don't go looking for optimism there, because you're not going to get it. First-year head coach, uncertainty at quarterback, basically the perception, the national perception, that, yeah, there's been some good things that have happened. The Gordon suspension is going to influence a lot of prognosticators. There's no getting around that. But don't, again, I would say prepare for that to be just what it is, and it sounds like you have. But to your point about Jim Brown or someone of stature, a Hall of Famer like a Jerry Rice or somebody talking with Gordon, it's a great point. And it should, this is the role that Jim Brown fills. You know, I think within the organization, again, coaching staff, there's a player engagement person, a player programs and such. Aaron Shea, former Browns tight end, is in that role. And so there are sort of whatever you want to call them, big brother influences and older influences and accomplished influences that I think are resources that certainly he could seek or the team would provide, and I'm sure that has happened and will continue to happen. I'm sure those conversations will be ongoing. Okay, we've got more coming up. We're going to get some perspective from a longtime Browns beat writer for the Canton Repository. His name is Steve Dorshick. And he'll be with me next on this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNL.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
We're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Stop.
They're all having a good time out there.
Now let's keep it moving to the West Coast with Bud Light. Stop. Let's take it down south. Now let's go worldwide with Bud Light. Here we go. Keep the party moving. Dot. Bud Light. Together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater.
Join ESPN Cleveland on June 21st at Cedar Points for the annual ESPN Cleveland Day at the Park. We'll be broadcasting live with the Really Big Show 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. with Hooligans 3 to 6 p.m. and 3 Geeks 7 to 9 p.m. Plus, we're offering a special discounted price of $35 to all our fans. That's a savings of $19.99 off the gate price. Go to ESPNCleveland.com/Cedar Points for the link, official username, and password. ESPN Cleveland Day at the Park, June 21st, brought to you by Cedar Point and ESPN Cleveland.
Treat Dad this year to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Father's Day is this Sunday, and Chef Andrew at Fleming's in Woodmere has planned a brunch your dad will remember for years. How about lobster bisque alongside Fleming's signatures Egg Benedict or prime rib? Each entree garnished with a side of Fleming's potatoes and ginger carrots. Brunch only $36.95, and all dads get a $25 gift card for a future visit. Father's Day brunch at Fleming's in Woodmere this Sunday. See you there.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Indians looking to end their 7-game losing streak tonight. They're in Texas to take on the Rangers. First pitch at 8:05. Scott Kazmir on the bump for the Tribe. Also today, Chris Perez, Tribe closer. He and his wife Melanie pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor marijuana possession. It's a travel day in the NBA Finals. Game 3 will be tomorrow night right here on KNR at 9 as the Heat will be at the Spurs. And also, Tim Tebow has come to terms with the New England Patriots, according to ESPN's Ed Werder. Back to Browns Daily. I'm Dave DiNatale.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker's Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, how about that? Tebow to the Patriots. That's an interesting one. Well, we'll see. The one team, I guess, that Tebow would not be his mega stardom for just being Tim Tebow wouldn't have much impact, right, because of that guy named Tom Brady. He's already there as a quarterback. Hey, Browns fans, unite. 3-game flex plans go on sale Tuesday, June 11th at 11 a.m. Reserve your seats for 3 Cleveland Browns games starting at $99, including, and by the way, that's Tuesday as in tomorrow, and that includes the home opener against the Dolphins or division rivals, Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of 2 additional great matchups. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more info. Again, 10 a.m. tomorrow, 3-game flex plans going on sale. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Steve Dorshick covers the Browns for the Canton Repository, and he joins us now on the Revel Wireless Hotline. Steve, let's start with, obviously, the Josh Gordon suspension, the impact that it would have on this team. How do you see it?
Well, it's a multi-pronged and very complex situation, Vic. As you know, it combines the elements of Gordon's personality, the team needs, opportunities for other guys, how the whole receiving game is going to mesh with Brandon Whedon. If Whedon's the guy, how it's going to mesh with the new coordinator, Norv, and Chud, the new offensive brain at the top. So, first of all, you can't really consolidate it into to one argument. But if you're going to focus on one area, Vic, obviously this is a blow to the team and a blow to the guy. And kind of my takeaway from the weekend of thinking about where this goes is it all goes where Josh Gordon drives it. And where that is, I can't see. Because last year, as you might expect, of a youngest player on a team, a guy who was only 21 years old last year, a guy who had missed the 2011 college season, what I found, Vic, was a guy who was shy, cautious, immature, and I don't mean that in a demeaning way, although maybe I do tend to that a little bit insofar as the behavior that resulted in a suspension that the league deemed worthy of a four-week paycheck reflect clear immaturity. So that's it. What we don't know, Vic, is what's between Josh's ears, what's in his heart, how much this will help him mature, how much he has matured in the past offseason. So.
Yeah, it raises so many questions, Stephen. You're hitting all the right ones here. And I think I want to start with Josh first and foremost as far as what kind of guy do you have in terms of character and understanding, and how much does he get it? The youth argument, the idea that he's so young that this is a mistake of youth, has some level of validity. He came in as an exceptionally young rookie at 21. But you can't leave it at that. The responsibility of coming into the NFL and the efforts that the NFL makes to try and gear all of these guys toward understanding the responsibility of being a professional athlete, of representing the team, representing the league. And, you know, the one thing he missed out on by joining the Browns as late as he did in July was the rookie symposium, and that being held in June. And I'm not saying that would have saved the day here, but it does make you wonder. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, as someone who came in as a supplemental draft pick, he would be someone that the league would want to be taking part in the symposium this year. But for his sake, and given what's happened, you wonder if he missed out on something very valuable.
He probably did, Vic, but still, despite what he didn't have, what he should have had was and probably did have to a large extent, was a team full of guys who were telling him the right things, a conscience that told him what he needed to do. But if I can shift gears to what I think is one more important point,
sure.
Vic, it's more recent for you when you were 21, 22 years old than it is for me, but I can still remember exactly where my mind and heart were and maybe shouldn't have been when I was that age.
Right.
And I say with all sincerity and with respect to Gordon and with compassion toward Gordon that when I was that age, actually a little bit younger, my worst year in terms of being responsible was when I was a 19-year-old student at Miami University. And I tell my kids all this all the time. I tell people this all the time, that if I could go back in time and see myself and act in the way I was when I was age 18, I would have just given myself, if I were my dad, a real swift 53-yard drop kick in the butt. And and somebody in the most effective way possible needs to do that with Gordon. And I think that somebody, to some extent, and to some very effective extent, I'll bet, is Brandon Whedon right now.
Yeah, because he knows what this has just done to hurt the offense potentially in a big way, taking him out of those first two games, the tone-setting portion of your season, that first game especially, and knowing the pressure that Brandon Whedon is under to try to keep his job or win. Well, officially he hasn't won it yet, so he's got to win the starting job. We presume that's going to happen. But then to have a year that can allow him to retain it and his entire career being on the line with this, you're right. I think he's got to feel it the most. And I think the other part of the question, among the questions this thing raises is, too, is how about the influences in that locker room, and what does it say about, you know, what this Browns team is? My sense of it is, Steve, as close as I am to it, is that this is not an example of or symbolic of a bigger problem within the team. I think a guy who had a risky past did the thing that maybe you'd think he was likely or possibly capable of doing because of the past. And so a lot of people just kind of nodded their head and say, yeah, not a surprise that it happened to him. But the other side of this is, you know, the voices that are in his ear and the voices that are in other years of younger players, because this is a young team, and you remember what Joe Haden went through last year.
Sure.
And you think about that and the cautionary tale that as I understood it, that Joe was willing to share with all of his teammates, not just his close friends, to just say, okay, don't do what I did, and that was sort of understood within the team. So at some point, I mean, Josh at least heard that much, and it still unfortunately didn't resonate.
Dick, what you said about Whedon in terms of how this hurts him is all certainly valid. One thing that I really like about Whedon, and one thing that I think will come to bear to the team's benefit, is the fact that after he surely internalized this and said, good grief, you know, what am I supposed to do with this? I'm sure he had his private moment where he was just sick about how it might hurt the team and the games against Miami and Baltimore. But I sense that, and I heard Whedon project in several moments that he spoke about everything, that that after he internalized that and digested it and got rid of it, his first impulse was to reach out to Gordon in terms of what Gordon needs to recover from this and what the team needs to recover from this. And that goes back to the point that Whedon is a second-year pro who's way too old to be a second-year pro. Mm-hmm. But in this case, that's a very good thing because he's mature enough, both in his age and in the way he approaches life, to handle it.
Steve Dorshak from the Canton Repository joins us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford via the Rebel Wireless Hotline. So, Steve, as we look at the football part of this now, how the Browns cope with the fact that they know they're not going to have this guy for the first two games. Give me your sense as you have looked at this roster, studied this roster, watched this team through OTA workouts, the ones that the media could see, and the whole week of minicamp workouts that all of us were able to see this past week. What is your sense of how they overcome this?
Well, there are only two ways. Certainly to win football, there's always a million ways. But there are a couple of key upfront ways, Vic, where things are going to happen for the Browns to avoid, a 14th opening day loss in 15 years? I mean, holy smokes, that's bad. And this loss of Gordon is really daunting on that level. But then that goes back to Whedon. And let's go to Chud's leadership, too, on that. I like the way the apparent guy at quarterback is handling that and is going to stay positive about that. I'm really impressed with the way Chud has grown since we knew him in 07 and 08 here. I think his confidence level is up. I think he's ready to lead now. I wasn't convinced of that at all when he was hired, but I'm convinced of that now, that he thinks and doesn't just think. He maybe can do this. He knows he can do it. I'm sensing that. But beyond those intangibles, the specific things that are going to need to happen on the field, one is very obvious. Trent Richardson has to get over his injury situation, and he has to be get ready to go and be a bell cow running back immediately. The other thing that is going to happen is they're going to have to mess around and juggle the playing time and the preseason games. Vic, I'm pretty sure Gordon is allowed to play in those preseason games, right?
Yes.
But how much do you want him to then becomes the question.
Right.
And you have to develop a chemistry. Is Little your number one? Is Travis Benjamin your number two now? I'm thinking he probably is. Is David Nelson back enough from his knee surgery and last season to contribute? And suddenly, to me, a guy like Josh Cooper becomes a key man. And then this grows all the other tentacles of the uncertainties at tight end, and that's a real huge uncertainty on the team, whether or not Gordon was going to be there.
Yeah, I think that this is what you do. You look to the rest of the supporting cast. I think of Devon Bess. I think of how much his veteran presence, not only, I mean, the first thing he's got to be is a contributor. He's got to do the things that he's supposed to be able to do effectively from the slot, look like he could do during these workouts, get open and catch the ball, and then be the veteran, be the voice of leadership within that group, and that includes Josh Gordon in that group through training camp, through the preseason, to hopefully see and hear some things from him that could prevent this from getting worse, from further mistakes down the line. And then the other part of this is how it affects Greg Little, because he has to be, I think he's looked like he's made some progress, definite forward moves from a year ago, but consistency, got to catch the ball, and has to be a dynamic playmaker. Somebody has to, I don't know that anyone on this roster is capable of being Josh Gordon at Josh's best, and giving the Browns that real deep threat guy that Gordon is. But Little has got to come as close to that as this team can have.
Vic, I'm glad you threw out Bess's name because I neglected it a moment ago. But you may recall that as we were sitting or standing beside the great big garage door just inside the indoor facility the other day, we were having this conversation. And this conversation involving Bess reflects a couple of different things that will be important for the team. And that is, I thought the best throw I saw all minicamp, maybe all spring, was a rocket deep over the middle from Whedon through a small window fairly well guarded by two defenders and right into Bess's hands at a perfect spot for him to catch it. So there was Bess being a guy that Whedon was relying on to be able to make that kind of catch, and there was Whedon making that kind of a throw.
Yeah, definitely, and more of that has to just continue to evolve. You could also throw in the tight end conversation, Jordan Cameron. Again, stay healthy, and stay that way, and be a factor. And the coaching leadership, as you mentioned, I like the points you made about Chud, because this is one of those moments of many that a coach will face, but especially in his first year, right? Kind of a potentially a turning point moment for him, Steve.
Yeah, well, it's all there. You know, it was Eric Mangini had a turning point when he arrived in Berea, needing to have success to get where he wanted to be in his career. He didn't get there, and he's probably not going to get there. Same with Pat Shermer, Vic. That was the golden moment in Pat's professional life, and it didn't happen, and it probably isn't going to happen now. So now Chud, facing probably slightly less daunting circumstances than either Mangini or Shermer, has his moment. And I guess my conclusion out of this early stage, Vic, would be that Chud is ready to rise to the occasion, and he has pretty fair resources for an incoming coach to make the most of the opportunity.
Yep. Well, Steve, great stuff. Appreciate the breakdown and you taking the time to join us, and we will talk soon.
See you on the beach, Vic. Thank you.
He is Steve Dorshick. He covers the Browns for the Canton Repository. He joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline, and we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Rome.
for your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that our award-winning customer service is so good we have an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. So call Alarm Force today and get a home alarm system with no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring. And know that every Alarm Force system is backed by the best customer service in the industry.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force!
Ohio's best choice for home security.
When someone is confident, you know it. They give you a firm handshake, hold their head up high, and look you in the eye. When a car insurance company is confident, they don't hide behind gimmicks. They stand behind their service. In fact, only Allstate is so confident you'll have a great claim experience, they guarantee it. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee. Only Allstate goes the extra mile and guarantees you'll be happy with your claim service. If you're not confident your car insurance can say that, maybe it's time to switch to Allstate.
Get the only car insurance with a claim satisfaction guarantee at no extra cost. To learn more or find an Allstate agent in the Cleveland area, visit allstate.com/satisfaction. That's allstate.com/satisfaction. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Premium credit varies based on vehicle involved.
The claim satisfaction guarantee, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Wake up with Munch in the Morning.
Morning!
Weekdays before Munch and Munch on ESPN 850 WKNR. Cleveland.
Vic Carucci with you on a Football Monday. Getting your week started. And appreciate the fact that you are hanging out with us. Your Browns week of Browns news, etc. And your questions and comments. Eric from Twitter says, Vic, can you explain to me why the NFL bans codeine? Well, I'm not going to speak as an expert, but the last I checked, codeine is a narcotic. I know it's in medication and is prescribed to people for illness, but it's a narcotic. And when you're dealing with a narcotic, you are dealing with something that would pretty much obviously be on a banned list of substances in the league, because some of those, unfortunately, a lot of times those are abused, and that's that. So it's a pretty, I think, pretty cut and dried, Eric. Actually, so I don't know how you're thinking about it, but that's the way it is. And John from Twitter wants to know how the Browns are going to use their tight ends in the red zone. Well, I hope effectively, but I know that isn't. I'm not trying to be a wise guy. I think it's something to, you know, use the fade patterns, use the size matchup advantages. I think it's a mixture too, and expect to see. And we talked about David Nelson just a short while ago with Steve Dorshak, big towering target who I think can run the kinds of patterns that tight ends would run. Again, hopefully we're talking about a consistently healthy Jordan Cameron, and they'll be used on those patterns and those mismatches that stretch out. I think a lot of spread formations would be would be in line to force teams to cover everybody in man-up situations, and you hope you're winning those jump balls when they get to the end zone. Let's thank Bernie Kosar for being on this show and Steve Dorshak. We want to thank Drew Boatner. We want to thank all the Drews and the Sals and my buddies in our video department for their help. And we want to thank Lauren Whitaker, of course, Joe Meadows, my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Three Deep is next. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.